Hello and greetings, everyone. It's time for the Church of God radio broadcast. This ministry is coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. On behalf of Pastor Roger Decker, this is Fred Barrows thanking you for the opportunity of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Hopefully you will see that God truly loves and cares about you. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring us an important message from God's Word.
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us, if you would, over to the book of 1 John and the second chapter. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. My message deals with the subject, if any man sin. How tragic it is to live without a real advocate. Everyone needs an intercessor. The Bible says that there's one mediator between God and man. It's not the priest, it's not the pope, it's not the pastor, but it's the man, Christ Jesus. John was writing to the church not to encourage us to sin. He was writing to the church telling them not to sin. Of course, in order, my friend, for him to bring out the possibility that we can sin, he said, if we do, not when we do, we have an advocate with the Father. We must always remember, even though forgiveness is available and sins can be forgiven, there's always consequences to sin. So how important it is to guard our lives, our thoughts, and also our actions. In the life of a Christian, there can never be any incentive or enticement to think lightly about sin. We must never take Christ's advocacy and intercession for granted. And I fear that's what's being done many times in the religious world. People are taking Christ's advocacy for granted. People take the attitude sometimes, well, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because all I got to do is turn around and ask God to forgive me. This is the way they live their lives. But friend, you can't play games with God, and that's a game. Nevertheless, after John makes it very clear that we are to walk in the light, we're not to walk in darkness, he said, I say unto you to sin not. He cannot leave it like that. He had written so much about love and the love for the brethren, and his relationship with them was especially close and tender and affectionate. So he goes on after saying, I say unto you that you sin not. And he says, if anyone sins. A true advocate is a friend who exerts influence over another in a court of law. An advocate pleads the case of the accused. More precious words were never spoken than the ones here by John, where he said, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So leads us to the question, how can we fully utilize Christ's ministry and advocacy? As a Christian, what are we supposed to do if we fail? I believe we need to keep this before the people continually, especially young converts, because when you sin, When you fail God, when you fall, there's an alternative rather than just giving up. Some folks have the idea, if I make a mistake, if I sin, if I fall, if I fail God, there's nothing else to do but to quit, throw in the towel. John don't want you to do that. That's why he said, if you make a mistake, if you fail God, if you sin, if you fall flat, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. What am I supposed to do if I mess up? Ask God to forgive you. What do you do when the enemy of your soul convinces you that you are a worthless person and that God is finished with you due to the fact that you've sinned? How are we supposed to live out our lives for Jesus when we know deep down inside we've failed God? Well, we're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture, if any man sin. I'm glad there's good news for the individual who the devil is bombarding, who the devil's got back in a corner and saying, you're worthless. God's finished with you. You can never be a Christian. You can never live for God. I got good news for you, if that's what the devil's been telling you. If we sin, God has provided a way for us to reconcile that fellowship. And it is through Jesus Christ. He is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is our advocate. He's the one that comes along the side to give aid. This word was also used in the Greek, in the New Testament, various places. For instance, in the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, and verse number 16, where it says, and I will pray you the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Amen. That's the same Greek word. Also in verse number 26, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Then it's found again in John the 16th chapter and verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, but it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. Then we come over to 1 John 2, and in John's gospel, it's the Holy Spirit that's called our advocate. We have an advocate. We're not left out there alone. We got one there to help us. He hasn't even forsaken us because we fell down. He's there to pick us up. The Bible teaches us in Romans 8:26 that the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf from earth. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, for it maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Now we go on in Romans the 8th chapter and verse number 34. He tells us Jesus intercedes for us from heaven. In verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again. Who is he even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercessions for us? Jesus is at the right hand of God making intercessions for us as the people of God. He said, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the one that's a propitiation for our sins. Now that's important. That phrase is important. Jesus Christ the righteous. Because even though God in his mercy sent his Son to pay for our sins, it was not just God's mercy that enabled us to be saved. It was Christ's righteousness that saved us. He who did no sin neither was guile found in his mouth. He was righteous, he was holy, and at conversion, his righteousness was imputed unto us. Jesus is our propitiation. This means that when Jesus died for us upon the cross of Calvary, he set us free from guilt and condemnation that our sins had brought upon us and restored us to a right relationship with God. And to propitiate means to win favor of someone by doing something that pleases them. And in this case, it was Christ that won the Father's favor by dying for our sins. And the reason that that's an important term for us is because without Jesus being a propitiation for our sins, we would not be made right with God. Now, when we sin, we have God's word. God's word was given us that we would follow it and not sin. Amen. However, it has to be more than just information to us. We must take the information that we find in the Word of God and turn it into application. Amen. And if we ever want to experience transformation, this is the first aspect of overcoming sin. It's by clinging to the Word of God. The psalmist said in chapter 119 and verse number 9, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. In verse number 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Jesus is our advocate. When we think of this word advocate, we are naturally given to picture a lawyer who advocates for his defendant. The dictionary defines this word as a person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or her pleads on someone else's behalf. Jesus don't have to plead on his own behalf, but he pleads on our behalf. We have an advocate. Friend, this is for the sinner. It's for the saint. Because when he got down to the end of verse number 2, he said he is the propitiation for our sins, the saved people, those who are the elect. But he didn't stop there. But not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Thank God, that don't leave anybody out. Christ paid the price for everyone's sin, the good moral person, and also the out and out sinner that's in the depths of sin. No one has to go to hell because the blood wasn't shed for them. Because Hebrews 2:9, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He went to the cross for you. He went there for me. He went there for us all. So we have an advocate to go to bat for us. Amen. An advocate is only effective where the client trusts him with the truth. It doesn't make sense to go to court and give your lawyer half-truths. And so it is when you come to Christ. You got to come clean with God. Like the lady that had the issue of blood in the Mark, the 5th chapter, that sought many physicians, but rather grew worse. She came to herself, didn't she? And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She pressed through the crowd. Though she was weak, sick, been sick for years, she thought within herself, all I got to do is touch the hem of his garment, and I'll be made whole. And the moment that she touched the hem of his garment, she was made completely whole. And Jesus turned around with that big crowd thronging him and said, "Who touched me?" And they said, "You see the multitude thronging thee, and you say, who touched me?" He said, "No, but somebody touched me by faith, because virtue has gone out of me." Amen. Christ's power made her ever with whole. And the Bible says she fell at his feet and told him all the truth. That's what every sinner has to do. Amen. You don't come to God and say, "Well, God, if it hadn't been for so-and-so, I wouldn't gotten this mess." And blaming everything on it. No, you got to come to the place, "Lord, I need you. I'm the one that's sinned. I'm the one that's failed God. I need your kiss of forgiveness." And friend, God will save a person real quick that comes with that broken heart and contrite spirit. When we're willing to cast all of our sins and problems and reservations on the Lord, he will properly defend us. An advocate is only effective when the client is willing to face the proper penalties for one's crime. You know what the penalty for sin is? The Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty for sin. Amen. Sin breaks God's heart. And sin breaks fellowship with God. Someone likens sin to a cut or a break in electric wire feeding a light bulb. When the wire is broken, electricity can no longer flow through that line. There must be a perfect connection from the source of power all the way to the light bulb in order for there to be light in that bulb. It's the same way sin separates our connection with God. Forgiveness is like a splice in the wire. It doesn't take a brand new wire to complete the circus, but there must be a wire and every single break, and it has to be repaired. And thank God, this is what happens when a person comes to God who has never been saved. There's no connection between them and God, but God brings the connection. Amen. And even whenever you've been a Christian and sin, because of sin, willful sin, you've been separated from God. When you come back to God and say, "God, I'm sorry. God, please forgive me." Thank God that broken connection is put back together. Amen. And the light can shine again. Amen. An advocate does not plead our innocence, nor does he deny the charges brought against a breaker of the law. Instead, the advocate pleads for mercy. Thank God for mercy. I'm glad, friend, when I knelt at the altar when I was 18 years old, that God didn't give me justice, he gave me mercy. That's what the sinner needs. You need mercy if you're lost without God. If you're a Christian and you know down deep in your heart you've done some things, you've failed God, you've fallen into sin, you need to cry out to God for mercy. And he's plenteous in mercy. When we're fully aware of how much we need God's mercy, amen, forgiveness and grace, we will appreciate the greatness of our advocate in Christ. An advocate possesses knowledge that the client will never have. When a friend stands as an intercessor to mediate a conflict, they are able to see truth with greater clarity. Amen. An advocate is not apt to have their perspectives clouded by some emotion. An advocate knows all about the circumstances of the client. And when Christ intercedes for us, he's aware of our weaknesses. Jesus brings all the facts to the table on our behalf. An advocate knows of many cases where clients refused to admit their sins and suffered eternal consequences. Friend, if you're without Jesus Christ, unless you come to the place where you admit your sin, you're going to suffer eternal consequences. Jesus, the heavenly advocate, is aware of the millions who have failed to realize the free benefits of his service. Consequently, he is more eager to get his clients free because of the disastrous consequences of those who fail to rely on his services. And thank God, his services are free. I thank God, when I was 18 years old, I found out about this advocate. I found out that I could come to Jesus and have a clear record, have my sins forgiven, washed away, never to be remembered again. An advocate possesses great compassion for his clients. God loves you. He spares absolutely nothing for their escape from the flames of hell. An advocate also performs services and restoration and renewal. And with such intimate knowledge of his client, the advocate is in a unique position to counsel each willing heart to consider all of their choices. An advocate is able to bring to bear the benefits learned from millions of case studies. He knows everything there is to know about everybody. And you know what? Nothing surprises him because, friend, there's nothing beyond his level of experience. And you can't say that. There's some good lawyers in this world, but you can't say that about any of those lawyers. There'll be something that's beyond their level of experience, but not when you come to Jesus Christ. Amen. An advocate presents our case in words and emotion that are beyond human understanding. Jesus represents us with supernatural grace, wisdom, and love that makes eternal differences. An advocate is only able to work his wonders for those who will truly believe on him. Sadly, an advocate is not able to undertake the case of those people who are not willing to call upon him for intercession. He loves you, he cares about you, but as I've heard Brother Decker say many times, he's a gentleman. He does not force himself upon you. You have to invite him. You have to tell him, I want you to be my lawyer. And he's anxious to do that. An advocate is able to bring to bear supernatural powers that are only available to him. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are beyond our level of understanding. Amen. An advocate like Jesus Christ has never lost a single case. Think about that. There's few lawyers that you could go hire in this world that's never lost a case. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, every individual who have ever come to him bringing their load of guilt and sin and condemnation, repenting of sin, trusting Christ, Jesus has come through 100% of the time. To the good moral person, to the person that's in the depths of sin, Christ works a perfect cure. He will save you. He will change you. He will make a new person out of you. You'll love the things you once hated and hate the things you once loved. Friend, we can be assured that we ask the Lord for his intercessory help, that he's able to assure us of victory over all forces. We've learned that as Christians, God's called us to walk in the light. But in some cases, because of the flesh, and because people don't get the inner man strengthened as they should, they wander away from the light. And when we wander away from the light, we got to do what the scripture says. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Maybe you failed God. You say, I just got to quit. No, you don't have to quit. You can come to Jesus. I tell people all the time, no matter what you've done, quitting and starting over is never the answer. Is there something that's happened in your life that you really haven't repented of, that you haven't asked God to forgive you for, that you haven't come to Jesus Christ as an advocate, saying, Jesus, forgive me? Let those sins go on before. The Bible says some men's sins are open beforehand, going to judgment. Some they follow after. You can send your sins on before because we have a wonderful advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. You don't have to leave here the way you came. You can be saved. You can be forgiven. Are there things you need to talk to the Lord about? Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman. Once again, the Lord has touched our hearts in a definite manner. Dear ones, God wants to save and deliver you from a life of sin. He's now extending his hand of mercy to every needy soul. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. Friends, in behalf of our pastor, Roger Decker, we want to extend a warm welcome to you to our services at the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street. Our service times today is at 9:30 for Sunday school. Our morning worship service begins at 10:45. Our evening worship service then begins at 6 o'clock. If you would need transportation to the services, please feel free to give us a call at that number, 740-345-1213. Someone will certainly be happy to stop by and pick you up. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. I see that our time has gone again, but before we leave, this is Fred Barrows saying thank you for listening today, and hopefully you will join us again next week at the same time. So until then, we trust that God will give you a good week.